You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
So excited to share with you the Word of God at the start of 2012. But as we start it off, you know, I've been asking people, meron pa bang ibang greetings sa New Year maliban sa Happy New Year, manigong bagong taon, tinatanong ano yung manigong, alam niyo po ba ibig sabihin ng manigong bagong, hindi po maligo ng bagong taon, okay? Kasi yung iba hindi naliligo sa bagong taon, may ibang pamahiin yun, okay? Manigong bagong taon, Happy New Year. Kasi yung New Year, kailangan sinasalubong with fresh faith, with vision and passion. Unfortunately, you know, some of us would probably come from different places in different circumstances, so it's kind of difficult to really celebrate as much as you want to. So, what we want to talk about today is a scripture regarding new things. Now, pag tinanong ko kung anong taon, sabihin nyo sa akin, may mga, kasi may mga highlights ang mga taon. Okay, kumbawa, anong taon nagkaroon ng World Conference ang Every Nation? 2010. Okay, wala tayong premyo ngayon. Gold coins katulad nung last time, ano? 2010. Anong taon? What year? Anong year? Okay? Malungkot dito sa Metro East, sa Marikina, Antipolo. 2009 dahil sa Undoy. Anong year naman yung dumoble yung halaga ng dolyar sa piso dahil nagkaroon ng Asian crisis? Naalala niyo pa ba yun? Anong year yun? 1997. Kasi dumoble, yung Asian crisis. Ay, ito, alam niyo sagot dito. Anong year yung palagi kang namamasyal? Anong year yon? Yearly? Ang sagot dyan, good year, okay? Kasi, alam niyo ba yung good year? Okay, luma na yata yung good year, hindi niyo na alam yun. Ay, ka namamasyal. Okay, ito na lang. Eh kung sabi nila, taon-taon, palagi nilang tumataas ang mga presyo ng bilihin. Okay? Anong year, yung pinakamataas talaga, hindi talaga tinablan yung ibang taon, pinakamataas yung taas ng presyo ng bilihin. Ha? Leap year? Mid-year? Year-end? Ha? High year! Okay, kasi mataas eh. High year. Okay, so after 5 years, makukuha na po natin yun. But ask yourself this question in your mind, what are you wishing for or believing God this year? What are you believing for and what are you wishing for this year? Now, take a moment. I'm going to ask you to get a partner, just sa tabi nyo lang. 1 minute lang po. Maaari nyo ba bang i-share dun sa katabi nyo, what is one thing that you are most thankful for in 2011? Sabi mo nga. Okay, share mo sa katabi mo lang. Just very quickly, one thing that you, maaaring marami, pero isa lang po. I-share mo sa katabi mo. Sana alamin mo na rin yung pangalan niya. What is one thing that you are most thankful for in 2011? Oh, tatawanan na kayo, ha? One thing. Just one. Okay, finish na? Alright. Oh, quick lang, quick lang. I want to make a survey. Personally, one of the things that I am most thankful for in 2011, you want to know my answer to that question? Lumipat ako ng Metro East. No? Kasi taga Novaliches po ako, nilipat ko yung pamilya ko, niligas ko, iniwan namin yung tahanan namin. Kasi sabi ni Lord, punta ako dito, and I'm so blessed because I met people like you. People who are passionate for God, people who love to pray, and just to love the Word of God. Sobrang na-bless ako. So, sino sa inyo yung sinagot nyo dun sa tanong ngayon has something to do with your personal walk with God, a spiritual breakthrough? Taas kamay. Okay, palakpakan natin si Lord. Spiritual breakthrough. Kilala mo ang Panginoon or mas nakilala mo pa siya. Sino sa inyo, okay, you're thankful for something that has something to do with your family. May breakthrough kayo sa family. Taas kamay. Family. Okay, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Meron din. Okay, meron din siguro this category. I might not mention all, but this category is very crucial kasi pinagpipray namin yung prayer items nyo. Okay? Sino sa inyo, you are thankful for something that has something to do with your work or your career. You got promoted, umunlad yung business mo. Can I see a raise of hands? Come on. Kaya huwag natin itago yung mga ginagawa ng Panginoon. Kailangan natin ibigay ang praise kay Lord sa mga ginagawa ng Panginoon. Hallelujah. You know, God deserves our highest praise. But here we are now at the start of 2012, and I'm going to ask you again, what are you believing for? What are you wishing for? Ano may pagkakaiba po yung wish, tsaka yung what you are praying for or believing for? Kasi yung wish, you wish upon a star. So medyo, hindi masyado consistent yun eh. Minsan may star, minsan. Okay? But when we talk, you know, sure enough, Jesus said, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. That's our default. But when you talk about something you believe in, something that you are claiming, something that you are professing, you are talking about your faith in God. Ask yourself today, how much faith do you have in God as you face 2012? Because by the faith that you have, so it will be done for you. You know, my faith, it's my faith. You cannot, you know, the faith of the person beside you, iba-iba eh. We have one God. That's fact. That's the truth. But we don't have the same faith. I'm going to urge you to listen carefully to the Word of God. Because every time, you know, we hear the Word of God, the Bible says, faith comes by and hearing of the Word of God. That's why we need to have faith. Unfortunately, you know, when we look at the highlights of 2011, there are people who faced 2012 with very little faith and sometimes no faith because of certain events. Like in 2011, may mga nangyaring hindi ka nais-nais. Let me show you some pictures. Like, you know, siguro may mga kamag-anak sa Middle East, ba? Nagkaroon ng commotion, nagkaroon ng turmoil sa Tunisia, sa Egypt, sa Libya, I think. That was last year, no? Libya, oh, yeah. So, maraming nangyari sa Middle East. In fact, apektado tayong lahat kahit nandito tayo. Pero meron din yung, next picture, meron din yung mga, ewan ko kung matutuwa kayo kasi tinanong ko yung isang service, wala natuwa nung namatay si Bin Laden. Siyempre, sino mang matutuwa, may namatay na tao. Pero natutuwa tayo na medyo natugis o na-stop yung terrorism dahil yung leadership ni Osama Bin Laden, nangyari yan last year, mga highlights yan. Okay, ano pa ba yung nangyari last year? Meron din naman siyempre yung, siyempre ito, nakakalungkot ito. Ito yung relief operations natin yung nag-tsunami yung Japan. And certain things, siyempre if you were there or if you were affected, it's really hard to face 2012 with such fullness of faith. And siyempre, meron din mga magandang nangyari. Last year, di ba, yung mga sumubaybay sa hising-sin sa London. Okay? Sa, meron bang sumubaybay sa kasal nila Prince? Wala masyado. Doon sa kabilang service, marami. Excited sila. But wherever you are coming from, ask yourself, how much faith do I have in God for 2012? How much faith do I have to ask and to believe? Am I just wishing? Am I just thinking these dreams? Are you still dreaming? Are you still believing and hoping for something great to happen in 2012? Or are you wounded because of so many disappointments? Maybe you're afraid even to ask and hope and confess kasi baka hindi naman mangyari, baka hindi naman sagutin ni God. You know, there's always that risk when we take, you know, when we believe something. There's always that risk that it will not come to pass. There is. And we have to face risks every single day. The difference is, where do you anchor your hope? Kanino ka tumitindi? Ano yung pinaninindigan mo when you believe, when you ask in faith, when you are hoping for something? What is your source of confidence? Some people, their source of confidence will be the stock market. Some people, their source of confidence would be who's in position, who's the political leader, what's the status of the OFWs, what's the exchange rate of denominations. Some people, their confidence is based on what has happened already in their lives and what they have, how many zeros they have towards the left of the decimal point in their bank account, or what they have attained thus far, how many cars do they have. But what is going to give us confidence to face 2012? 2012 is the year that we are in. And I want us to read this passage once more, but this time I'm going to begin from verse 5. Because Isaiah chapter 42 is a message that God has given to the prophet Isaiah for his people. And it says there, verse 5, this is what God the Lord says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. Listen to this. It establishes who God is, first and foremost, understand that our hope is not based on circumstances or people or personality. It is based on the character and nature of our God. And that, my friends, is the most stable, most reliable thing that you can ever have in this life and the next. It says, He is creator. He is the one who is maker. He gives breath to us, people. He gives life to us every day. But do we recognize it? In verse 6, it says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of you, of your hand. Have you come to understand that the Lord is the one who calls you? In as much as we desire to go to Sunday services, it is not in our nature to seek God apart from His grace, apart from His Spirit, telling us, punta ka na sa service, magbasa ka ng Bible mo, punta ka sa Victory Camino. Apart from God, we do not have that desire. But here we are today listening to the Word of God at the first day of 2012. And I want to tell you, God is calling each and every single one of you for something great. Something beyond what you can do alone. Something bigger than your family, bigger than your career. God is calling you because the one who called you is a great person. He is God. The Bible says He will take hold of your hand. It says, I will keep you. And will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles. At that time, in the book of prophet Isaiah, he was talking to the Israelites, the Jews. Theirs were the Ten Commandments. Theirs was the inheritance of the Abrahamic covenant. Theirs was the miracles and then, you know, the performing of signs, wonders, of mighty prophets of the Bible in different ages. But yet, they backslid. They sinned against God. They rebelled time and time again. And when they failed, the Lord was still calling out to them, it's not about you. I have a plan and I want you in. Listen to this. He says, I will make you a covenant. I want to tell you, Heron, if you are willing to accept it, God wants to use you to be a covenant people. Which means He wants to display His power, His blessing in your life. Which means by your very life and health and prosperity, you will be an example to the world and to the outside communities of those who are in church, what it means to be a child of God. What it means to call upon God and have your prayers answered. You will be the example to those who do not know God. And if you can accept it, that is your calling. And it is not a word of man. This is the word of God for you. He says, to open the eyes that are blind. Ano yan, Lord? Bubuksan ko yung mga mata ng mga bulag? Maybe for some of you, literally. But for the most of you, your life will be an eye-opener for people who are lost. Mga katulad din natin, mga walang direksyon, mga walang purpose sa buhay. To free captives from prison. Are there still people around you that are still in bondage to sin? To, you know, bad habits, to immorality, still in bondage to things that keeping them down over and over again, in bondage to sickness, in bondage to fornication and pornography, in bondage to cursing and bitterness and anger. The Lord will use you, He says, to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. And He says this again, I am the Lord. That is my name. Brothers and sisters, do you hear the voice of God today? The Lord God will be God, whether you believe in or not. But if you hear His voice today, do not harden your hearts. For there's something great God wants for you to experience. He wants you. And He says, I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. Kasi nung panahon nila, may mga sinasamba sila mga imahe. Okay? Bawa, kunwari, kabayo yan. Sambahin nila yan. Oh, Diyos na kabayo. Santong kabayo. Natatawa ko. Yung mga ganun. Yung mga sinasamba talaga na, yun yung Diyos nila. Kabaka, kung ano-anong imahe. Mga kahoy, mga ginto, mga bato. And maybe you're not one who worships images today. But if there's an idol in your heart, you're just as evil as they are. And I want to submit to you, I used to be that. I used to worship myself. I used to worship my career. I wish to worship, you know, my being brilliant and a scientist. You know, I had so much to brag about before. But when God came into my life, He says, I am the Lord. I will not give my praise to another. I flunked school. I got kicked out. 13 units to go in molecular biology and biotechnology in UP Diliman. I tell you, it was impossible for me to fail, but I got dismissed. But when I humbled myself and recognized the Lord, sabi ko, God, ikaw mamuno sa buhay ko. That's when new things came upon me in my life. You see, it's not about us. At the start of the year, you have to choose. Will you live for yourself or will you live for God's glory? If you ask yourself, ano, Pastor, may idol ba ako? Okay? How much, you know you have an idol when you spend so much time doing one thing, so much money, so much effort, na pinakalimutan mo na yung Bible reading mo, kinakalimutan mo na yung asawa mo, yung mga anak mo, that's an idol right there. You spend so much time, energy. Think about it. Where do you give your best energy? That's the idol in your life. But would you lay it down? I'm asking you this because this scripture in Isaiah 42, it says, see, the former things have taken place, new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Before we can move on to the rest of the scriptures, we need to understand three things about God. First one is this. God knows the past. God knows our past. God knows where we are coming from. God knows our hurts, our crying. God knows our joys and our victories. God knows our pains. Alam niya yung kilitin natin. Alam niya yung amoy natin. Alam niya yung baho natin. Alam niya yung hilig natin. Alam na alam ni Lord. God knows our past. He's supposed to bring comfort and security to us. But do you recognize that God knows our past? Do you recognize that God knows where you are coming from, your relatives, the people are giving you a hard time? Do you recognize that God knows it? He's not a God who is so high and above that He cannot relate with us. In fact, He became man, yung pinag-usapan natin, nung Pasko. He became man to go through life as we have. He knows how to be rejected, to be oppressed, to be hungry, to be poor, if only to tell us that He knows our past. You see, our tendency as a people is to forget the things that have happened in the past. And probably two groups of people will have varied reactions. Yung if you're walking with God, tsaka yung if you're not walking with God. Let me start with those who are not walking with God. If today you're here, the start of 2012, and you are not right with God, I want to show you this scripture, Hebrews chapter 4. You know, I love you, but this scripture is for what it is. It's the truth. It says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Wala pong nakakaligtas sa paningin ng Panginoon. Alam niya yung bulok ng puso natin, ng bawat isa sa atin. Alam niya po lahat yan. In fact, in verse 13, it says there, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Maybe you can hide your sins from people or even from yourself. You can be in a place of denial. But let me tell you this, there is an accounting. Okay, parang may bangko ka nun sa heaven, ano? Meron kang account. Mananagot po tayo sa lahat ng kasalanan natin. But that's the bad news. So if you're in that group, I want to plead with you, get right with God. Let it be the first thing that you do this year, get right with God. Just come and say, sabi, hindi naman sinasabi, Lord, magpabanal ka muna bago ka lumapit eh. Just come as you are and tell the Lord, Lord, this is who I am. This is what I've done. On the other hand, those of you who've been walking with God, there's a scripture, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. You've probably been testifying. Maybe you've been persecuted. Maybe you've been having a hard time following Jesus Christ. Maybe when you surrendered your life to God and became a disciple, you know, you've faced so much more troubles than you were facing before. Kasi dati, kakampay mo si demonyo. Okay, ngayon, kalaban mo na siya. Okay? Sabi doon, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work. He says, the love that you have shown Him, He will not forget. As you have helped people and continue to help them, the Lord will reward you. There is a reward for you if you are in Christ. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, be strong. Hang in there. There is a reward for each and every single one of us. Amen po ba? Parang may na pa rin. There is a reward. Yayaman tayo sa langit. Iba pa yung sa lupa. Amen po ba? Pero dito pa lang, sa balat ng lupa, dito na kinukuha yung, dito natin ina-earn yung mga rewards natin sa langit. Nag-share ka ba ng gospel? Bawat tao na makakilala sa Panginoon, dahil sa buhay mo, may reward ka sa Panginoon. Bawat hirap na pinagdadaan mo para sa pangalan, may reward ka sa Panginoon. Because God knows our past. God is with you. Be strong and take comfort. Our reward is even different from the very salvation grace that God gives us. In Micah chapter 7, verse 10, we rejoice in this, all of us. Because in the time of backsliding, the prophet Micah spoke this word from God. It says, "You will again have compassion on us and tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea." Brothers and sisters, this is what God does to our sin. Tinatapon niya sa isang dagat na makalimutan na ito. It's not that God doesn't remember literally. Of course, He knows, and but He doesn't bring it up. Kung may kasalanan ka, hindi kanya sinasabihan na, "Ikaw, ito yung ginawa mo eh. Oy, makikita ko yun na." Hindi siya ganun eh. It's not like that. If you have confessed your sins, then He has cleansed you and He has thrown those sins into a sea of forgetfulness. That's what the scripture says. Psalm 130, verse 3 and 5. I love this scripture very much. Sabi niya, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?" Sino makakatindig sa harap ng Panginoon? Meron bang banal? Wala. Kung merong recorder si Lord na makasalanan, walang makakatindig, walang makakapagsalita. Dahil lahat po tayo makasalanan apart from God. But with Christ and with God, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you want to know why we revere God? Kaya hindi lang natin siya tinatawag na, si Jess, pareng Jess. Gine-Jess-Jess lang si Jesus. Okay? Minsan, si God, close kami yan eh. You know, I'm all for being close with God. But don't ever come before the Lord without such a reverence. There is a place for having a fear of God in our lives. If you're a real disciple, you know that only God can forgive sins. Only God can forgive sins. No other. Therefore, He is feared. And it says there, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I put my hope." Hihintayin ko, Panginoon, yung pangako mo, Panginoon, paninindigan ko yan, hindi ko yan kakalimutan. Are you here with me? Parang may selective memory loss si Lord, ano? Kinakalimutan niya yung kasalanan natin, pero ang kabutihan natin, hindi niya kinakalimutan. In Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19, it says, "But forget all that." What do we do with our past? Forget all that. Forget meaning don't dwell upon it. Let me read from NIV first. It says there, 43 verse 18, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past." The context of forgetting here is not to dwell in it, which means not to put your confidence in the things that have passed already. Don't put your confidence, kasi dito na ako, victory group leader na ako eh. Ilan victory group mo? 10. 10 victory groups. Nax. Kuplan na ako ng church. Mga ganun, no? Sige, go. I mean, it's not about the status that you've earned. It's not about, you know, the breakthroughs. Grabe, ang dami ko ng business ngayon. Multinational clients. Huh? Iba-ibang kulay. Red, orange, and black. Now think about this. Don't dwell on the past. Forget the former things. God knows the past. Praise God. But let not that be your confidence. Sometimes, you know, it's easier if it's your past was really, really bad. But if it's really, really good, sometimes it's really hard to get over the good things. Pero Lord, ginawa mo to. Okay, put your confidence in the one who worked in the past, but not on the past event. Are you with me? In fact, there are some of us here, and you're in a place of, you know, disappointment and failure. If you have failed in the past, whether that was last year or years ago, and you're still having a hard time to move on, whether that's a failed relationship, failed parenting, failed, you know, being a husband and being a wife, let me tell you, failure is not a person. It is not you. Failure is an event. You leave it behind. Because God does not treat us according to our history. He treats us according to our destiny. He has called you. Are you with me? Come on, give praise to God. That's how God loves us. Let the peace of God rest upon us. It says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Verse 19, it says, see, I am doing a new thing. It springs up. Do you not perceive it? Ito yung Diyos. Desierto. I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Sino naman magbubukas ng isang ilog sa isang desierto? Diyos lang po. Let me read it from the NLT. This is good. It says, but forget all that. Forget all that. It is nothing. Say nothing.
Nothing.
Say it again. Nothing.
Nothing.
Compared to what I am going to do. Brothers and sisters, God, the one who called you, is so great that what He's about to do is so good, He's going to make you cry. He's going to do something so great, you cannot even begin to imagine and think about it. Do you believe that? Lord, let these words fall upon good soil. And not only does God know our past, God sees ahead. Okay? Hindi yung tutorial, okay? Alam niyo yung ahead. God sees ahead. He sees what's in front and what's far and beyond. What does that have to do? But we can also see ahead. You see, our ability to see ahead, that's where we get the word provision. Pro, ahead, to see, vision. God is a provider. God sees ahead. Malayo ka pa dun sa punto na mangangailangan ka, alam niya na yung pangangailangan mo, pinapadala niya na yung kangailangan mo. Kung estudyante ka, parang 80, ano, kung magulang mo malayo, mami, ha, tumatawag ka pa lang, ah, nasa loob na ng account mo. Nice. Diba? Ganun ang Panginoon. Kung tayo nga, mga husbands, ha, nag-drive ba kayo? Din-drive nyo ba yung mga asawa nyo? Diba? Pag Pasko, pag New Year, ang daming mga ukay-ukay. Ayan, pag nag-drive na kami ganyan, ano? Ayan na, naku. Baguio Export Processing Zone. Mahal. Oh, ganda na pag... Mahal, may bazaar. Nax, bazaar. Alam ko na to. Let's go. It's vacation time. Alam ko na kung ano ilalabas ko. Cellphone, wallet. Okay, mahal. Ako na bahala kay baby. Sige, text mo na lang ako pag tapos ka na. Ha? Huh? Ngiisip ko yung mga... Hopefully, may commercial lang. Alam mo yung mga pangalan ng pinakamaluho na babae sa pagsa-shopping? Ha? Huh? Never? Sabi niya yung iba, si Marilyn Monroe. Next. Limited vision. I'm not just talking about having 20-20 or 100, 300 or something, a vision, I don't know. I'm not somebody who wears glasses, but I'm talking about having to see ahead. Because the truth is, we can only see so far. Kung tayo mga magulang, alam natin yung pangangailangan ng anak natin for that day, for that week, nagtatabi na tayo ng pera, ng mga provision for them. That's innate in us because we were created in the image and likeness of God. But the truth is, we can only see so far. And if you want to see the new things that are going to come upon us in 20 and 12 and beyond, listen to this, you look to God because He sees ahead. And I'm going to emphasize this more in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 to 10. Here it goes again. It says, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am
God.
Come on, say it. I
am God.
And there is no
God.
Say it again. I am God and there is none like me. Yan po yung Diyos. Hindi po tayo Diyos. Iisa lang po yung Diyos. Kaya lang minsan nagjo-Diyos-Diyosan tayo. Na minsan yung pangangailangan ng anak natin, tayo lang makakapag-provide. Who is to stop my son from asking God directly? My son's provision is not dependent on me. Yes, I am the child of provision, but what he needs, I cannot provide it all. My God will provide for my wife and my son, but do you look to God as your provider? Minsan kasi, nililimitahan natin. Siyensya ka na, anak. Ito lang yung kaya natin eh. Okay naman yun. Siyempre, tanggapin natin kung nasaan tayo. Pero hindi ibig sabihin nun hanggang dun na lang. Kailangan natin ituro sa anak natin, sa asawa natin, na may Diyos na magpo-provide pang shopping nila, pang party nila, pang school nila. Naintindihan niyo po ba? Who is the provider? Is it us or God? He says, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. God sees ahead. Not only that, He sees the end. You have to understand the perspective of God. He can see the past, the beginning, the present, and the future at one glance. That's what's amazing about God. Isang tinginan lang, pangbang sa TV, lahat ng channel, kita niya. Ganon kalupit ng Diyos natin. Kaya pag sinabi natin, you have the dominion over all the earth. Totoo yun. Hindi lang yun kanta. Kitang-kita niya nangyayari sa Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, Europe, Asia. Lahat nakikita niya. Sa lahat ng panahon. His purpose will stand. He will do all that He pleases. Kaya lang ang ginagawa ng mga tao. Pupunta kay Madam Auring. Oh, manong bola. Ba, baby, bubu. Airless na bilog. Huwag kang tutulog-tulog. Ay, sabi nung malit ako, pina-fortune teller ako. Sabi nung fortune teller, hinawakan yung kamay kong gano'n. Sabi ng fortune teller, tumingin sa mami ko, tapos tumingin sa akin. Itong batang ito, maraming babae. Eh, syempre, bata ako, malay ko ba doon? Baka okay yun na. Okay ba yun? Tapos wala naman sa, marami kang papaiyakin ng babae. Sabi nga. So if you're here, tinatawag na po ako ni Lord. Dating buhay po yun, okay? Okay. Eh, walang, we didn't know any better. But when I grew up, I realized that if you agree with this fortune telling, it's really not from God. In fact, you know, it's a fortune teller kasi pagkatapos nun, 10 pesos. Sila yung sumisigat, sila yung kumikita. You know, God can foretell, but God is not a fortune teller. To foretell is to predict what will happen, is to declare what will happen. It says in the scripture, before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Do you want to be in a place of confidence? Can God entrust you with the secrets of what will happen? Would you not want to know if there's going to be a major typhoon or flood? Would you not want to know the plans of God for your children? But it is those who fear the Lord that He becomes a people that He confides in. You know, fortune telling is not from God. Psalm 139:16, it says there, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Bago pa sumikat yung araw, dun sa araw na yon para sa'yo, alam na ni Lord. Sinulat na ni Lord sa libro niya. Don't you just appreciate the love of God? Come on, let's give Him praise. God is a good God. The fact that He sees our needs ahead, it brings Him to a place of just providing for our needs because He sees all our days. At one glance. Finally, God is declaring new things. Foretelling, katulad ng pag-asa, pinipredict nila kung ano mangyari, more or less, may errors. But they do their best. Foretelling is different from forthtelling. And I want for you to listen very carefully. Because this is what I want for you to bring home. God is declaring new things. It presupposes that God is speaking His words to every single one of us, every single moment of our lives. The question is, are you hearing God's voice? And I would appeal to you again, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. Anong sinasabi ng Panginoon sa inyo? Patawarin mo na to. Tapusin mo na to. Huwag ka na mangutang. Ayusin mo yung relationship mo with your wife. What is God telling you today? God is declaring new things to come to pass. He is telling it forth. He is proclaiming. Let me tell you how powerful God's word is. You know, at the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, there was darkness and the Lord spoke. He says, let there be light. Nagkaroon ng araw, ng mga between. Okay? Tapos nakita niya, may seas. Okay, sabi niya, dagat, lupa. Nagkaroon ng dagat at lupa. Sabi niya ganun. Tapos sabi niya, isda, ibon. Ganun, isda, ibon. Sabi niya, hayop. Sabi niya ganun. Nagkaroon ng hayop. Bakit ko ba sinasabi ito? Kasi minsan ginagamit natin yung salita ni Lord sa maling paraan eh. Minsan tinatawag natin yung mga tao, hayop, hayop. Hindi nga hayop yun eh. Tao yun. Huwag kayo nagtatawag. Listen to this. It's funny. But be careful with what you say. Because there is power in the words you speak. The Bible says there is the tongue has the power of life and death. And whatever you speak forth, yung sinasabi mo, hindi ka natatangkad, hindi ka na magkakabuhok, hindi ka nayayaman, puro ganun na lang. Eh talagang hindi nayayaman yan. Hindi na talaga magkakabuhok yan. Pero kung pinoproclaim mo sa pamilya mo, uunlad tayo. Lilipat tayo ng bahay. Ano confession nyo? Aahon tayo dito. Matatapos din ang bayaran ng utang. Diba? Ano ang pinoproclaim ninyo? What are you proclaiming? Have you stopped dreaming? Because God is declaring new things. If you can hear God's voice, what you need to do is to agree and says, yes, Lord, amen to that. Naniniwala ako, Panginoon, na may plano ka, Panginoon. Naniniwala ako na hindi kami titira dito, Panginoon. Naniniwala ako, makapag-aral din ako doon, Panginoon. Makapagtrabaho din ako doon, Panginoon. What are you confessing? We need to declare these things. Because God is a faithful God. What He says, He will complete. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Hindi siya pabago-bago ng isip. Yes, no. Yes, no. Hindi. It's always been a yes and amen in Christ. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? In another scripture, does He bring to a time of delivery and not give birth? God is birthing new things in our lives. As individuals, as families, there's going to be breakthrough. I want for you to be in faith because God is doing a new thing in your life. I'd like to ask the worship team to come up and minister with me. What can you imagine? What can you hope for? What are you believing God for? Whatever faith you have, muster it. And at the start of 2012, begin to believe and dream and ask again. If you're here and you have still a doubt, allow me to read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. God will be God. But it says there that this God is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. If you are in Christ, then the power of the Creator is within you. If you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you pray in the Word of God. In another version, it says, He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. If you can think it, that's not yet it. It's bigger. Eh, para pastor, pag hindi nagkatuparan, pag hindi nangyari, what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? If you do not ask, you will not have anything. But if you ask, and maybe God will not answer, but when the moment God does not answer you at the timing and the way that you ask, you can be sure that He has something better in store for you. I want to tell you, God is bigger than us. And we can make this 2012 about us or about Him. Close your eyes and bow your heads. If you're here and there's things that have been hindering you from dreaming, hindering you, I want to pray for you. If that's you, you know, maybe past disappointments and hurts and failures, kung naririto kayo, you need to be healed right now. Just lift up your hand and ask God, Lord, baguhin mo yung puso ko, there's something wrong. Hindi mo makita yung hinaharap. You cannot have the wisdom. But yet, right now, there's a miracle that God wants to do. If that's you, lift up your hand. And I want to pray for you. Lord, anyone else? Yes, all across this room. Lord, we stand as a family, believing that You are opening our eyes to see Your plans and Your purposes in our lives. Lord, I speak healing from past disappointments and hurts. Change it now in Jesus' name. Help us see the new day, the dawning of a new day in Christ. Put your hands down. Last scripture. Everybody look up. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. This is our confidence. He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. Tatapusin niya to. Hindi pa siya tapos. If you're not seeing the answers to your prayers, God is not done with you yet. And I want to leave you with this. God is at work in us. Expect new things.